I firmly believe that all pathetic males need to learn to suck cock. Just last month, I had a weak and worthless male try to pick me up in a bar with a terrible pickup line. So I decided to fuck with him. I seduced him and brought him home, and because he'd had more to drink than I had, I was able to have my way with him. I stripped him naked and left him to sleep off his shame, with only a bright pink bathrobe to cover himself with the next morning. Imagine my delight when, bright and early the next day, this pathetic creature comes crawling out of the guest room with the damn robe wrapped around his waist like a towel. That weak-ass creature didn't even put it on. His masculinity was so fragile. Pathetic males are so easy to manipulate. It's a little sad sometimes. This particular pathetically weak male, with a pink robe wrapped around his waist, was simply shocked to find that he was at my house. Picture me, sitting at my morning table, hot buttered croissants and freshly brewed coffee, sipping and waiting for him. My boyfriend was over too, in the living room, reading the Atlantic and enjoying a glass of OJ. Poor weak male started to get upset, until he realized he wasn't the only male in the house. Aw, poor fella, to be so easily quelled at the thought of having his humiliation witnessed by a sterling example of a real man. That pathetic little creature was damn near instantly transformed into a shivering sissy. When a pathetic male discovers that he's been caught in a compromising position, everything changes. You see, he'd started to come at me aggressive, holding his dick like he thought it'd impress me. You should have seen the look on his face when my boyfriend stood up. Of course I took advantage of my power over him in that moment. You got your dick out like that's supposed to make me want it. Let me show you what a real cock looks like. My boyfriend knows a cue when he hears it, so he opened up his sleep pants and revealed the monster. His cock is 10 inches and fat, like a python waiting to strike. And of course, seeing this shivering sissy start to back up just made the monster stand up so proud. You know that pathetic, worthless male wound up on his knees. He dropped the pretty pink bathrobe and used it to kneel on, even. Turns out the weak-ass males who try to pick up mistresses in bars should be careful they don't get turned into sissy cocksuckers the next morning. Poor fella. He used to be a man. Now he's just a cocksucker. For more, you should visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or call me at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.